Today it is my great pleasure to welcome to the studio Roxy Kruger, one of the directors of the Bayside Bridge Club. Bayside Bridge Club is a highly valued sponsor of GDR. A sincere welcome, Roxy.
Thank you very much for the invitation to speak with you today, Prudence. A bit of a change of venue compared to meeting up at the bridge table.
It most certainly is. It's lovely to have you here. I'm aware that bridge is played worldwide by more people than any other card game. Yet it's not a gambling game, as is perhaps poker or roulette. Australians are great gamblers. I don't say great insofar as skill. I say great insofar as lots of people gamble. Do you have any insights as to why so many people play bridge to test their skills rather than pick up the cards to gamble?
Well, as you rightly point out, bridge isn't gambling, but it is a cerebral sport. But it's more than a sport. It's a language played in a partnership, so it's social and fun too. I've probably confused your listeners, though, mentioning that it's a language, but we'll talk more about that later.
How long have you been playing bridge, and how did your initial interest come about? What brought that interest from South Africa, as I can certainly hear by your accent, to Australia?
Well, in short, I learnt to play bridge to meet boys. I was at an all-girls boarding school, and one of the things we did with our brother's school was play bridge. And so that was a great way to meet boys, and I'm pleased to say it was successful because some of my Facebook friends today I met at the bridge table. Only years later, though, did they tell me they were cheating, touching their heart, trying to tell their partner that they had hearts, or talking about gardening to say that they had spades in their hand. And I love
that
the game.
That is naughty.
That is very naughty. I had no idea at the time. And, of course, I love the game. So when I came to Australia, I found a bridge club. And that's actually when I started to learn more and more. And I continue to learn more today.
I've been a member of the Bayside Bridge Club for a number of years, and the moment I walk in the door, I'm welcomed by name by yourself or your husband Glenn or one of the directors. How do you manage to ensure the club has such a welcoming atmosphere?
Well, I think Glenn is best at that. He's actually very good at remembering names. He's far better than me. But we try and make it a welcoming environment because people are coming for a fun day out and they happen to be playing cards, but they're meeting their friends, and it's a social outing that we hope to continue to contribute to the enjoyment of the game.
The names you mention in your promotion on GDR are Martina Navratilova and Warren Buffett. Does that suggest you have to be super smart to play bridge?
Absolutely not, but I'd love to have a game with them. If I compare bridge to a piano, there are three parts to the game. Like a piano has keys, pedals, and a playing mechanism, bridge has bidding, card playing, scoring. Now, the bidding is the language of the game. Partners are communicating information about their hands with various bids that they can make, trying to describe to their partner what they are holding so together they can try and make a contract. Now, everybody can play something on the piano, be it Twinkle Twinkle Little Star or a Mozart masterpiece. You're still playing the same instrument. So bridge can also be played at different levels. I'd suggest that after completing our six-week beginner lesson, that perhaps you come away playing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, and then by adding further systems to your game, you might be a Mozart concerto pianist one day. So, for instance, like a child would say, I ran down the road. With practice and more knowledge, that same sentence would be, I ran fast down the steep road. So the language of bridge can increase from being basic to including systems in your game. You're still playing the same game, the same language. But it's that trying to perfect the language that I find most exciting about the game. So say, for example, I bid two diamonds. That two diamonds could mean I've got five diamonds in my hand. It could mean I've got five hearts and five spades in my hand. Or it could mean I've got six hearts or six spades in my hand. Or it could mean I've got 20 to 22 points. Now, the exciting bit is when my partner, depending on when I say the bid two diamonds, actually understands what I have in my hand. So it's really exciting when that partnership comes together.
Oh, boy. That sounds complicated. That sounds very complicated.
If I haven't complicated it too much.
Okay. So please tell us, how do listeners go about taking their first steps to learn bridge, the lessons and the classes you have available?
Well, I'm very excited to announce to the listeners that from the 3rd of March, you'll find us at our new home at Hampton Bayside Bowls Club, which is on the corner of Fuster Road and Earlsfield Road in Hampton. And we're actually starting to run our first beginner lesson series for the year, starting on the 5th of March. For any GDR listeners that would like to learn this new skill or meet new friends, please contact Glenn. His number is 0493 112 412. But it's probably easier just to email, because the email address is baysidebridgeclub@gmail.com. And yes, of course, we'd love to offer GDR listeners a special offer of 25% discount on the usual price of the beginner series. And you can find more information on our website, which is www.bridgewebs.com/Bayside.
Could we just have Glenn's contact telephone number again and your email address?
Yes, Glenn's number is 0493 112 412. But best to email baysidebridgeclub@gmail.com.
Roxy, it's been an absolute delight to enjoy your company in the studio today. You've let us know that one does not have to be a master at the game of bridge to enjoy the challenge, fun and companionship that is always evident at the Bayside Bridge Club. From me and GDR, we wish Bayside Bridge Club ongoing success, especially in your new premises. And if you continue with your winning formula, there is no doubt you will come up trumps every time. Roxy, before you leave, would you please let me know of a song you would like to choose for me to play to go with this interview?
Thank you so much, Prudence, for having me in the studio today. Well, you heard I grew up in South Africa, so I'd love you to play Pata Pata by Miriam Makeba, please. One can't help but want to dance when you hear this beat.
That is absolutely terrific. It would be my pleasure to play Pata Pata for you. And once again, thank you very much indeed for coming in to GDR. We wish you enormous success. And honestly, if anybody is thinking of going to learn bridge, I can highly recommend the Bayside Bridge Club. You will be most welcome. Thanks, Roxy.
Thank you very much.